The end of the article isn't the end of the story. The Journal podcast goes behind the scenes with reporters and covers everything from the Mormon Church's $100 billion fund to coronavirus. Listen to The Journal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, May 11th. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Apple announced last month that it was delaying production on this year's suite of new iPhones because the plants in China that build critical iPhone hardware, like semiconductor chips, had closed their doors due to the coronavirus. Now the U.S. is trying to lure semiconductor producers to the U.S. to reduce our dependence on chip makers overseas. Our reporter Asa Fitch will join us to tell us how they're doing. That's coming up after these headlines. For thousands of students all over the world, today is the culmination of weeks of studying and stress dreams. Yes, it's the first day of 2 weeks of AP exams. But this year, like so many other things, the college placement tests will be taking place online. The exams will all be open book, and to prevent cheating, students around the world will be taking the exams on the same day at the exact same time. The College Board says they'll also be keeping an eye on social media and using software to help detect plagiarism. Good luck to those students. And investors have been throwing their weight behind the Indian telecom company Jio Platforms. Jio announced last week that it's raised $1.5 billion from the American private equity firm Vista. That amounts to about a 2% stake in Jio. And Vista's investment follows more than $6 billion in recent funding from Facebook and Silver Lake. Jio is expected to use the money to build out an e-commerce business in India's developing market. After the break, our reporter Asa Fitch explains how and why the Trump administration is trying to lure semiconductor factories back to the U.S. We'll be right back.
When the world is at a standstill, facts can move us forward. Facts help us make decisions and bring us together even as we're apart. The Wall Street Journal has the facts in these uncertain times. Get the latest on the coronavirus outbreak with free coverage of the crisis and its impact on the economy, politics, culture, and daily life. Find the clarity you need with America's most trusted news source. Visit WSJ.com and stay informed.
Many of the world's most powerful tech companies have seen their supply chains crumble because of the coronavirus pandemic. Apple, Intel, and other huge companies depend on Asian manufacturers for some of their critical hardware, like semiconductor chips. And the pandemic closed doors at many of those plants. Now, many of those factories are back up and running, but the Trump administration is looking for ways to make sure we aren't so dependent on foreign suppliers in the future by bringing more semiconductor facilities back to the U.S. Our reporter Asa Fitch has been looking into this, and he joins us now. Hey, Asa, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so the word semiconductors and chips might make some people's eyes glaze over. This is Tech News Briefing, though, and we are very interested in it. So can you just, though, remind us what these chips actually are and what they're for?
Sure. I mean, these chips are basically little pieces of silicon that have billions of little transistors on them. And they're the brains of your computer. They're the brains of your phone. They're the things that really make your digital life possible, obviously alongside a lot of other things like power, but they're critical components, and they're also very difficult to manufacture. It's not easy for somebody to just make a chip.
And they're not just important for our personal tech, right?
That's right. They're important for a huge range of devices, whether it be personal stuff, but also there's a lot of military applications of chips. You know, they go into the most advanced fighter jets and missile systems and everything else. Basically, anything these days that's electronic is going to contain some type of chip. And these days, things contain more and more chips.
We do have the term Silicon Valley that's related back to those chips, but right now, those chips aren't made in Silicon Valley. Where are they made?
Well, I mean, there are still a few chips made in Silicon Valley, but mostly these days, chips are made in Asia, in the U.S. still. There's some manufacturing in the U.S. substantial amount, in fact. But a lot of these companies over the years have seen, you know, cheaper labor, the opportunity for, you know, investments from foreign governments, other factors that are driving them to, or that have driven them to move some of their production to Asia. There's also a big market for their chips in Asia these days. I mean, there's growing middle classes. More people are using them there. So a lot of these factors have incentivized chip makers, including U.S. chip makers, to move more of their production into Asia.
So the Trump administration is looking to get semiconductor factories up and running in the U.S. in addition to the ones that already exist here. Does this make business sense? I mean, you just described the reasons for companies to go overseas for production, cheaper labor forces, for example. Does this make sense for us to do this on a from a business perspective?
You know, that's a very good question, a very complicated question. One challenge for chip makers in the U.S., but also everywhere, is that as these transistors get really, really small, they become even more and more expensive to make, almost on an exponential, you know, expense level. So, you know, you're always looking at cost versus return on investment if you're a chip maker or any other company. So what's happened is that as many governments in Asia, other places, including Israel, for example, have tried to incentivize the growth of chip industries in their countries, they've poured billions of dollars into it. The same type of support hasn't really been available for the chip makers in the U.S. So it just has become less economically, let's say, attractive for chip makers to build lots of plants in the U.S. over the years.
What's pushed the Trump administration to take this action right now, and what are they offering the companies?
Well, this is kind of in its early phases. The Trump administration is holding talks with companies like, there's one called TSMC in Taiwan that makes chips primarily in Taiwan, you know, to potentially bring factories to the U.S. There are also talks going on with Intel, which is the U.S.'s largest chip maker, for Intel to operate a new factory in the U.S. So the Trump administration, you know, wants to see more of this manufacturing in the U.S. and is trying to find ways to, you know, either incentivize or, in the case of domestic chip makers, maybe even put money toward building some of these facilities.
I mean, we talked about supply chains earlier on, and I guess that's kind of obvious that right now we're seeing a breakdown in supply chains. Is there any other reason that the Trump administration is pushing for this right now?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's the coronavirus thing, which clearly has affected supply chains across the globe, including Asia. There's also this sense in the Trump administration that the supply chain is vulnerable to potential disruption by China. I mean, there's a lot of manufacturing that happens in Taiwan, and Taiwan's very close to China, and, you know, it's also on a fault line. There could be an earthquake there. There are a lot of vulnerabilities in the chip manufacturing industry and how it's spread across the globe that I think people have realized have been there for years, but there hasn't been such impetus in the past to do much about it because, you know, we didn't have the coronavirus, and, you know, the Trump administration's kind of standoff with China wasn't there to kind of push things along. And so there are multiple factors now that I think are kind of making the case stronger, at least within the Trump administration and among some of these chip makers, for these kinds of factories to be built.
So you mentioned China. How have they responded to this news?
Well, China, I mean, China's pursuing its own track in its chip making industry. I mean, they've set up funds with massive amounts of money, including one last year in October that was established with $29 billion to try to develop the chip industry. I mean, China is, broadly speaking, is afraid of being cut off from access to chips that China itself cannot produce. Many of the chips come from Taiwan. The Trump administration is trying to put pressure on a prominent Taiwanese chip maker called TSMC to you know, do less business with China and China's companies. So what we're seeing here is basically the administration trying to speed up development of chips in the U.S. and slow China's development of chips. And China's, of course, you know, trying to counter that any way it can.
And China also has strong relations with a lot of these companies that have been producing in other electronics in China as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, China has deep relationships with these companies. These companies, I mean, most large semiconductor companies, if not all of them, have some sort of presence in China or interaction with China. So they have feet on both sides of that line, if you want to see it that way. So that's, I mean, that creates some obvious, complications for companies that are trying to operate in these two spheres at the same time.
How successful do we think the Trump administration will be in pushing for this new domestic semiconductor industry?
Well, that kind of remains to be seen. It's such an early stage thing that I don't think anybody really has a full handle on, you know, what's going to come out of it exactly and how it's going to be structured, how exactly it will be funded and what the setup is going to be. So, until those questions are answered, it's really hard, I think, for people in the industry to handicap what's going to shake out. There's certainly, Intel is a big sort of behemoth. It's the largest U.S. chip maker. And there's a little bit of suspicion, I would say, among people in the industry that they don't want to see Intel reap all the benefits of large amounts of money that come from government efforts to fund chip development. These things can cost like $10, $15 billion easily, these types of factories. So it's not a small amount of money.
All right. Our reporter, Asa Fitch, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Before we go, there's still some time to share your work from home tech stories and questions with us. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, will be back on Friday to share her best tips and solutions. You can call us and leave us a voice message at the number in the description, or you can email Joanna at joanna.stern@wsj.com. And that was your Tech News Briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.